All right, our New Year's resolutions for Katie. We do this once a year. Each person gets a day. Somebody's been waiting for a while. We'll go to him first.
Okay.
And then we'll do everyone, the people on our show. Josh, what should Katie work on this year?
I'm an AML, and I've been listening for years, so I know a lot of Katie's flaws.
And, all right.
So one of the main ones, I think, is she needs to be a lot more open to you guys and the masculinity point of view and not be so offended to you guys' opinions, especially Jason's, because he's right about pretty much everything.
Oh, boy. Oh, Josh. Oh, wow. You lost everyone. You just lost everyone. The credibility right out the door.
Thank you. Is it your name Josh?
Yes, sir.
Feel free to give me a Facebook DM.
I was going
to
say, normally he saves those requests for the women.
All right, hey, Josh. Maybe.
Right.
Hey, I'm a huge pickleball player. Maybe we can get up on the court sometime.
With okay. Comments like that, no problem.
Yeah. Wow.
One of you will be wearing each other's skin in the next 30 days.
Yeah, seriously. Is this like a love connection? That's what it feels like.
And get a room, guys. Seriously. All right, Josh. That was funny. Thanks for being AML. Appreciate it. Okay. AML Jose.
Oh, Jose.
Jose, what is your New Year's resolution for Katie?
Hey, good morning, guys. I think one of them, it happened yesterday to me, so I'm going to say talking over people. I know she does it to Jason a lot.
Me, of all people.
I know. Makes me laugh.
Yeah. I think that's mostly the main one right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was another one for Katie, but I couldn't figure it out.
Jose, are you calling from your toilet?
How do you know?
We hear that, though.
It sounded like you were pinching one while you were talking.
Yeah. We've talked to Jason enough in the bathroom. We know what it sounds like.
We hear the turds hitting the water.
We know. Yeah.
It's fine. It happens. Matt, you want to do yours?
Sure.
Okay.
Katie, I feel like you've had a history of doing this. Year after year after year. So this year in the new year, I want you to focus on saying yes to people less and no to people more, specifically in the reverse order that you're doing it. Because as of right now, you say yes to almost everybody outside of this studio.
Uh-huh.
And
that is
no
true.
To all of us inside the studio.
That is true.
And I think if you gave more no's outside of the studio, we might get some more yeses internally.
There you go.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps. Yes. Okay. Uh-huh. Sure.
So
I'm
you're using all
back.
Your yeses on
you
people
can.
That don't matter.
Yeah.
That's not true.
That's Matt's opinion.
Okay. That people that don't matter.
Not all of them don't matter, but I do think you're giving yeses to some people that don't.
Oh, I like this.
I think you're giving no's to people that do.
Okay. Yeah. So you're just assuming that everybody in the studio matters. Is that what we're doing here?
Yeah. I'm assuming that everyone in the studio matters more than some of the people you say yes to.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Is anybody specific, Matt?
Not that I know of, no. Okay. I mean, she's just, I always hear of her getting involved in like, making a grazing table for a random Christmas party. And it's like, that's a big commitment that you said yes to.
Okay, it was not a random Christmas party. It was for my best friend, Blair. My best friend, Blair.
Okay. You don't need to fight back.
Yep.
Jared laid back and took it.
He did.
I just chose not to.
I think he was in some weird caught off guard thing.
Yeah,
That's why he didn't fight back.
No, I also told myself, don't fight back. Because okay. I knew it would get like.
Well, I didn't make that pledge.
No, you can fight back if you want. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I just chose not to that day.
Okay, well.
Because as people call me, they call me the Gandhi of the show.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
pacifist.
Yes. I think if your brain, like whatever was happening in your brain, if you could have processed it, you would have fought back.
You know I'm quick, Katie.
I mean.
I told myself, don't fight back.
You were
all the way into work. Like, don't fight back.
I don't even know the word.
Yeah. No. And also, Matt did say something like that, caught me off guard. That was funny.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh.
I was shocked how off guard you were, Jared.
Did you hear the rest of our? Anyway, sorry.
No, I did.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Yeah. It was. And I thought all yours were good. I think all yours were not things I expected.
Yeah.
And it was. I thought they were good, but I did tell myself, don't fight back.
Okay. Well, I didn't
you
take
can
the
fight
pledge,
back.
But I just wanted
you can fight back.
I just wanted to defend that part. It was not a random. It was my my best friend.
I'm proud of you for saying yes and here
that.
To fighting back.
Well, I don't think she needs to fight back. It's what we think.
Yeah.
You're right. I won't.
And it's like I think all of us on the show, for different reasons, have side hustles.
Uh-huh.
And Katie, you like all the things you do, extra stuff, which is your choice, is like one massive side hustle, whether it's like you're not doing it for money, but you're just always doing and not saying no to certain
It's called
people.
Mom guilt. That's,
yeah.
That's what you can call that mom
yeah,
guilt.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Same yeah. thing.
I'd be like, you're never in our school.
Oh, you never come to anything.
You never do anything for our class. Like,
that's when you get the belt out and like, what'd
yeah,
you say?
Okay. So then I just do more.
You're at your kid's school more than, for a working mom, more than anyone I know.
Not according to them.
Well, I need a spank.
I'm like, just because you don't see me.
All right, I'll go.
Okay.
All right, Katie.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're friends over the years.
I'm not going to fight back.
We've been friendlier in the past. No, we're friends, of course. But I want tipsy Katie outside of work.
I'm in. I don't
can
even know what you're going to say.
Get a waiver from our bosses that Katie can have one glass of wine before the show starts.
Oh, my God.
Because tipsy Katie, or outside of work Katie, I love. At work Katie's a little too
rigid.
Upset.
Yes.
Upset.
Wow.
Yes. Rigid. It's because I'm not tipsy that I'm in a bad mood.
Right.
Yes. I'm like, this is the worst.
I think you had just one, not so you're out of control, and not, you know, obviously you could drive home by the end of the show.
Sure.
Just have one, and I think, you know, you do great on the air. You're always funny, but I think that would just be a little bit helpful for me.
Tipsy Katie, I actually love that one.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't want to do one that you love, but I thought, well, it's kind of worse because it would also, I would love it.
I do.
Outside of work, Katie, love to death. At work, Katie, some days love to death. Other days, I'm like, I think she hates all of us, and she would kill us with no remorse. And not a great feeling.
Yeah.
Again, not going to fight back.
I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking, I don't know. We can look at the handbook for the company. I don't know if you have a glass of wine before, like at your house, because you're not going to be, one glass of wine is under the driving limit, then get to work. I don't know if that's against the handbook rules. I'll look it up for you.
How about this
Just get a waiver.
How about this one? Can I, and I'm just throwing things out, like, go to my trailer out in the parking lot.
Like someone used to do.
What?
Somebody
what?
Had a
well.
Maybe Kate has a problem.
Maybe I
don't
know.
Recreation.
You don't know.
It's going to make us have less. I'm just saying, let's get a waiver.
Yeah.
Hoda or Cassie
Jenna
Lee.
and Hoda do. Well, it's not Hoda anymore. It's Chanel. But yes, they every day at 9 o'clock
on TV
they're
drinking.
Mm-hmm. As long as you have somebody that's not, that's I think the rule.
Oh, good. You guys aren't going to be.
No.
I mean, what if you want to join in?
No, I think I'm going to start doing math.
Like, what if we're just like a tipsy show? The tipsy show.
Yeah.
I would tune in every day.
They're like, whoa.
Yes. People would love it because they're like on their way to work or school. And they're like, I wish I was tipsy. Let me tune in.
Yeah. And then we can have someone on our dump button because we have like a slight delay just because if we're all messed up on drugs, whatever.
Just tipsy.
Tipsy.
Just tipsy.
Okay, I got you. All right, that's mine. So
I love it.
All right, Jason Goodman, what is your New Year's resolution for Katie?
I was going to say be nicer to Jason. But I'm not.
Okay.
Because that's not going to happen.
I'm not going to say.
But I'm not.
Be less offended by everything.
Uh-huh. But I'm not.
Oh, no. He's getting his double.
Yeah, he's getting
his
him in. He's getting him in.
Triple dipper.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say to Katie, and I mentioned this before, I think she's in progress of doing this a little bit. And I've adjusted the wording to be more precise, which I think you're going to like. When something is unfair, beyond your control, don't waste your time being upset about it because it's just wasting your time on things that you could do better for yourself. So I'm not saying when things are unfair and you're going to step up and make a point, but when it's just out of your control, because that's life, don't waste your time on it. You're wasting time on the thing that's unfair to, don't stoop to the level. Put more time into the good stuff that you can do.
Okay.
Like your charcuterie board.
I see what you're saying. However, I'm not going to fight back.
You can't. I don't want to fight back. Go ahead.
Yeah.
You seem to be a little bit on that track after we had a conversation in the car.
Well, I was just doing that to anger you. Pretending like I was at peace because I'm really not.
Psychology. Right. Were you reverse psychology?
I was, yeah. And I won.
You got Goodman.
And I won. Yes.
How's that feel?
I didn't like it because I like when Katie goes on rants as long as it's not about me. And when she does drink a little bit, she really puts it out there.
No, when we're traveling as a show, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I agree with most of the stuff. Probably everything she was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason's like, oh, you're blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't like this.
I do feel,
I mean, unless it doesn't involve me.
Part of me feels like she, I think, wasting time on stuff that you can't control and putting it on stuff that you can control and more for you is probably better for you. And also, you probably, you're more efficient of less stress, maybe I'm saying, for you to just, it's out of my control. Life is unfair sometimes. Move on.